Well, now it's time to welcome our guest, Aaron Kumar, who's just written a book called Having the Last Laugh. So welcome to Phoenix FM, Aaron.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
It's our pleasure, believe me. We need to get you quite close into that mic.
Okay, is that better?
That's a lot better, that's right. Now, first off, is this your first book, and do you plan to have further books in the future?
It is my first book, Scott. As you know, I was a victim of bullying, and actually what I've done throughout my time, I'd been writing some diaries as we went along, and just gradually I got the idea to kind of come up with the book. Will I write another one anymore in the future? I'm really not sure. I mean, I love writing. I've always enjoyed writing, so there's a possibility, but for now I'm happy to have done this one.
Now, as you've alluded to there, you obviously started out with a pretty harrowing time during your formative years. So before we get into the book proper, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, and who you have now become.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. As you say, I mean, I've been born and raised in Essex. I'm a local Essex lad. And,
right.
You know, I'm obviously proud of my roots, but... My father comes from India, my mum comes from Guyana, so a bit of a multicultural background there. I did all my schooling in Essex as well, and as you say, I went through a lot of bullying, in all different forms actually, from threatening to prejudice to even bullying in some cases by the teachers as well, would you believe? So lots of various things, which really shouldn't happen, but bottled a lot of stuff up despite having a lot of people that were close to me. And as you'll see in the book, I went on to get a lot of confidence back actually, reach a lot of goals of mine, and now I'm working as a freelancer sports writer. Sport was one of my passions, and having a passion actually helped me through a lot of the tough times as
well. So what was it exactly that persuaded you to put pen to paper on this particular subject?
Yeah, it's a good question, Scott. Actually, you know, as I said, writing a diary right through when I was in school was a big outlet for me. It was like, as much as I had my parents' love and support, and my parents were there for me through some of the toughest times, there were things that I really wasn't sure that I could reach out to anyone about, because as a victim sometimes you just feel so alone and so lost, and it becomes very, very difficult. You need that outlet, and mine was writing a diary, and I just kept that for so many years. I just kept it with me and always enjoyed writing. And in more recent times, I've seen friends' children that have been going through bullying, or I've read about incidents of bullying, and I just felt I had a duty as someone that had been through it and come through the other side to maybe share my experiences with victims today.
I think actually bullying happens more widely than many people realise. I think most people have gone through it one way or another. So what was the real low point for you?
To be honest, Scott, I would say it's hard to pick out one real low point, because I think there were quite a few. And actually, funnily enough, writing the book actually helped me identify quite a lot more and actually bring them to my attention. So as I say, going from prejudice to really being, you know, threatened badly to...
Threatened? What, physically threatened?
Threatened, yeah. I feared for my life in some stages.
Oh, my goodness, mate.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the book, but yeah, absolutely. But as well, Scott, as well as that, I think it's the fact of feeling alone, the loneliness factor, the feeling that, you know, you don't want to be seen as a nuisance by keep complaining about bullying. You almost feel like, is there something wrong with me that I keep complaining? Maybe I just need to suck it up and deal with it. And that feeling of loneliness, that probably was a low point, if I'm being general, but there were some individual moments that you'll see in the book.
So how did you combat this and start to climb out of the pit, as it were?
Yeah, I think I was quite lucky. I think I can't just take credit for it myself. I've got a very loving family and friends around me, which they helped me massively, some of them without knowing completely what was going on, but because I had their love and support throughout, that gave me a lot of confidence.
So you discussed the problems that you were having at home, did you?
Lots of it, yes, because I've always been very close to my parents. I've had a very open relationship, but like I say, there was certain stuff that I wouldn't have told them. That's no reflection on them, but that's just purely because, as I say, I think a lot of victims of bullying do feel very introverted. They go into their shell a little bit, and I was suffering from that. But also having sport. I mean, I'm still a keen tennis player. I play cricket to quite a good level, and I think that really, really helped me. Having those outlets, it was a way that I could not just do something that I enjoy and channel my energy, channel my frustration, but I was able to make friends within those environments, people that would share my passion and interest. And I think that's a very important thing.
Did you have a goal at this point in your life?
My goal was that whatever I did, I wanted to be a leader in what I do. I wanted to be doing something where I can take decisions for myself. And because like the charity that I'm working alongside at the moment, Ditch the Label, they very much have the mantra that it's okay to be different. And I think the problem with bullying of any kind, as you say, that there is a lot of bullying now, it's almost that people don't like someone being different for whatever reason it may be. And my belief was to hang on to my values and to be proud of who I am. And I always had that goal. I didn't know quite what that was going to lead to or what that was going to be, but that was my goal. And I'm happy to say that I think I've been able to achieve that.
Is it not a case that a lot of the people who are the bullies themselves actually do it because they have something wrong with them? They have some own insecurity and they're trying to cover it up.
I think you could well be onto something there, Scott, because, I mean, I'm no psychologist, but just by even writing a book and thinking back to some of my tormentors, if you like, in school, I think there were large elements of jealousy. There were large elements of, you know, here's a guy who's quite quiet, quite introverted, and coming along and, you know, whether I was doing well or not, I was trying to do well. That was the main thing. Yeah. I think it's that being seen to try to do well, sometimes others feel threatened by that. So, yeah, as you say, it could be insecurities, jealousies. There's a whole load of other reasons, I believe, yes.
Was there, for you, a particular point that you could identify as being the pivotal point that said, right, this has got to stop, I've got to change?
To be honest, I think, as you'll see in the book, Scott, with each moment, with each time that something happened, something negative happened, each one was a further hammer blow to my confidence. But I'm quite lucky in the sense that I'm a very resilient character. I think I'm naturally a very resilient character.
Well, you've got to be.
Yeah, so I think I could have gone one of two ways. And thankfully, with each sort of blow that I was dealt, I kind of took the approach that, you know what, eventually I'm going to come through this. But I wouldn't say there was any one defining moment, but there was a lot that kind of led to me reaching to that stage.
Do you think that confidence is the thing that really you need to overcome any of these sort of problems? Is it your own confidence?
I think confidence helps, but it's more than just confidence, Scott, because I think my confidence was hit, there's no doubt about that, but I still had a level of confidence in knowing that I was going to come through the situation. So my actual self-esteem might have been knocked, but there was still a confidence that I'm going to come through this. But I think the most important thing I would say, and this is to any victim that's out there that's going through this, is find that one person. It could be a close friend, or it could be a sibling or a relative, or even a charity like Ditch the Label or any of the other great bullying charities that are out there, and just pick up the phone and speak to someone. Share what you're going through. You know, just know that you're not alone. There's someone out there. Reach out to them. And I think that's very, very important.
Because I think you would accept that there are some situations or circumstances that almost whatever you do, you're never going to completely overcome them, although you can probably get an overall improvement. Is that right? Would you accept that or not?
Well, it's a tough one, because I think in life, whatever you do, I think whenever you have a setback, and this doesn't have to be bullying, it could be any setback in life that you suffer.
Yeah.
In the back of your mind, until you've completely overcome that, there's always going to be a few doubts or a few niggles. You know, like, say if you're a batsman in cricket and you go and fail, you get a nought. I'm sure in the back of your mind, the next time you come out the bat, you're going to be wondering, oh, here we go, until you get off the mark.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's an element of that. But, I mean, I would say, for me personally, a lot of the things that, a lot of the hurdles that I had to, that came in front of me, I mean, I think I've cleared a lot of them. So, of course, there's always going to be a few doubts and issues, but I do believe that you can have the last laugh, as the book says, and I believe that, you know, a lot of victims that are out there will be able to, but they need to reach out to people.
Now, you've teamed up with a charitable organisation in connection with the book, so exactly who is this and what's the long-term aim?
Yeah, so as I was saying to you, Scott, this charity Ditch the Label, they're doing
What's it called?
Ditch the Label.
Ditch the Label.
That's right, yes.
All right, got it. I didn't catch it earlier on.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, I've been working alongside the CEO, Liam Hackett, and they're doing some fantastic work, actually, as I say, really sending out a profound message of equality. And really with the mantra that it's okay to be different. It doesn't matter, you know, who you are, what you are, just be proud of who you are. And they're giving a lot of advice, they're giving a lot of support, confidential support as well, to victims. As you say, we're teaming up together. Really the long-term aim is just to help as many people as we can, just to show as many people some support as we can. As well as the book, actually, on the 29th of November, myself and a friend from my tennis club, we're going to be playing a 12-hour singles match. We did it last year.
Oh, 12 hours.
Yeah, for all that.
You've got to have confidence to do that.
There you go. Yeah. But yeah, and all the money will be that we're raising is going towards Ditch the Label as well to help them keep doing their great work.
Where are you doing that?
That's going to be at Virgin Active Clearview, actually, which is in Worley, so not too far from Brentwood. Yeah, pretty close to here.
So can people go along?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the more people, the merrier. Yeah, we could do with people cheering us on. Actually, it'll help.
Sounds good to me. 12 hours, dearie me. Now, finally, tell us when the book's going to be available, where you can buy it from, and, of course, the all-important price.
Absolutely. So it's going to be available via Amazon as of Sunday. And the reason for that, Scott, is actually Anti-Bullying Week is as of Monday. So we wanted to coincide it with Anti-Bullying Week because we really feel this is a great message for victims that are out there. And in the book as well, there's going to be a lot of, not just my story, this is not just the Aaron Kumar show. There's a lot of advice. I've gone through what's happened to me and given advice what I could have done differently, how I could have dealt with a certain situation different, and what I think a victim could do in that situation. The book's going to be $2.99 via Kindle. And it's also going to be $3.99 via paperback. But if you follow me on Twitter at AaronK28 or follow Ditch the Label, you'll be able to get more information on that.
Well, that's good stuff. Well, look, thanks ever so much for coming in to talk to us today. Good luck with the book, and I have to say good luck with the tennis as well.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I think you need that.